If you'll take your scriptures in hand and turn with me to Acts 1:8, we're continuing our series for the season of Pentecost titled Come Holy Spirit, and this morning's message is Be Empowered, Be Empowered. You know, I heard the story about a guy who went to one of those big box hardware stores on a Saturday morning in order to buy a new saw, and seeing an easy mark, the salesperson showed him an expensive chainsaw. He told the customer that this was their best seller with the latest technology and guaranteed that it could cut 10 cords of wood in a day. The inexperienced customer was impressed with all of the sales hype and he bought the chainsaw right there on the spot. Later that day, the same man returned to the store, chainsaw in hand, looking haggard, exhausted, and exasperated. He said to the salesperson, "Something is wrong with this saw. I worked as hard as I could and managed to only cut 3 cords of wood. With my old saw, I could cut 4 cords of wood in a day." The salesman looked somewhat confused and said, "Here, let me try it on some wood that we have out back." And they went to the wood pile, and the salesman pulled the cord, and the chainsaw roared to life, and the man jumped back surprised, and he said, "What's all that noise?" If you don't get it, he was not using the saw with the power. He was using it as a manual saw. Amen. If you need to explain, turn to your neighbor. But we can be a whole lot like this exasperated customer, trying to live the Christian life in our own strength without the needed power that God has provided to enable us to do what we could not otherwise do. And this is the very purpose of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. In Acts 1:8, Jesus told us, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Jesus promised his followers that when the Holy Spirit was poured out, he would fill them with power from on high, or supernatural power, God's power. When the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them on the day of Pentecost, those terrified believers who had been in hiding in fear were transformed. They became bold preachers of the gospel, confidently, victoriously facing trials and persecution. And that same power is available to us today. Instead of struggling to live the Christian life in our own strength, we need to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, who gives us supernatural power to proclaim, to persevere, and to prevail. First, we want to see that the baptism in the Holy Spirit gives us power to proclaim. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit on believers parallels the anointing of Jesus at the beginning of his ministry, when the Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove as he was being baptized in the River Jordan. In the synagogue at Nazareth, Jesus quoted the messianic prophecy of Isaiah as being fulfilled in himself as the Messiah, or the Anointed One, the Christos, the Anointed One. And he declared, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." You see, Jesus was saying that he was anointed by the Holy Spirit both to proclaim — the word proclaim is used 3 times — to proclaim the good news. The gospel means good news. He was sent to proclaim the good news. He was anointed to proclaim the good news. And he was also anointed to demonstrate the good news with power, giving sight to the blind, setting free those that were bound. You see, the Spirit anointed Jesus with supernatural power in word and in deed. And the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon believers on the day of Pentecost and today means the very same Spirit who anointed Jesus empowers us with supernatural power in word and in deed to proclaim the message and to demonstrate the message of the gospel. The baptism in the Holy Spirit empowers us to preach the gospel, to share the gospel, to witness to others. Many Christians find it difficult, even fearful, to share their faith. We may be afraid that we'll be ridiculed, that we will be rejected, that we will experience some kind of retribution. But Jesus preached the truth in the face of rejection, in the face of the murderous opposition of the religious leaders, and before Pilate, the Roman official who had the power to execute him. The anointing of the Holy Spirit enabled him to boldly proclaim the message of God. And the same Spirit that anointed Jesus to preach in the face of that opposition is the same Spirit that empowers us to witness, to share the gospel. It is the power of the Holy Spirit is the power to overcome the fear of what others will think of us, or whether they will reject us, or whether we will be persecuted. The power of the Holy Spirit is the power to speak up, to speak the gospel in the face of opposition. In Mark 13, 9 through 11, Jesus told his followers in no uncertain terms that they would face opposition. Folks, this is no surprise to God. It's no surprise to Jesus. He already told us we're going to face opposition. He said that we would face opposition even from those in power as we endeavor to spread the gospel. And we know that to be true. We know that those in government positions oftentimes make laws and oftentimes take positions that are in opposition to sharing the gospel. But in that same chapter in verse 11, Jesus said, whenever you are arrested and brought to trial. Now, none of us yet, I don't think, has ever gone through that degree of persecution for the sake of the gospel. But even if it gets to that point, he says, whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at that time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Jesus is saying, no matter what comes against you when you're sharing the gospel, don't worry about it. Don't worry about what to say or that you won't know how to respond to their opposition. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, He will give you exactly what you need to say. He will fill your mouth. Hallelujah. And He will empower you to speak even under the most distressing circumstances. Don't worry about trying to persuade anyone to believe or convince anyone. The Holy Spirit will empower your words to convince the hearts of the hearer and convict them of their sin. It is not our job to convince anyone. It is not our job to convict anyone of their sin. That is the work of the Holy Spirit in their heart. It is only our job that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we would open our mouth and testify to the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah. Folks, He'll give us the words. He'll supernaturally empower us with boldness. But at some point, we have to step out in faith and we've got to open our mouth. Hallelujah. Some of us, we say, well, I've never experienced the power of the Holy Spirit with that boldness you're talking about. That boldness comes when we willingly open our mouth. Until we step out, we will not experience that supernatural power. Hallelujah. The baptism in the Holy Spirit empowers us to perform signs and miracles. You see, the signs and miracles are a proclamation of the gospel because they actually tangibly and visibly demonstrate the truth of the gospel. The Spirit anointed Jesus not only to preach the good news, but empowered Him to bring deliverance to the blind and healing to the sick. It was a proclamation of the gospel in action. Because that's what the gospel comes to do, to free the captive and to heal the sick. The miracles Jesus performed by the power of the Spirit demonstrated the kingdom of God to destroy the works of the devil and bring healing and restoration to the lives of those who believe. In Mark 16, 17 and 18, Jesus said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them." Now, this is not an encouragement to go out and handle snakes. But in the event, for one thing, serpents in the scripture often represent demonic powers. But what he's saying is that if any deadly thing comes against us, that the power of the Holy Spirit will enable us to overcome. Amen. It says it shall not hurt them, and they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. When you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that anointed Jesus to deliver the oppressed and to heal the sick now empowers us to continue Jesus's ministry in word and in deed through signs and wonders following. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to proclaim a gospel not in word only, but in power and in demonstration of the Spirit. You see, oftentimes Jesus healed the sick and then he preached the gospel to them. And because they had experienced or witnessed his miracle working power, they were then open to the message of the gospel. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ in power and in demonstration of the Holy Spirit. I remember several years ago, I was witnessing to someone in a workplace, and I'd been witnessing to them for several weeks, and at one point her son, who had some mental illness, was missing. And I remember the day that I spoke to her, and she had gotten the call, and she was, you know, very anxious and of course fearful of the condition of her son and what had happened to him, and the police were involved and everything. And I remember asking her that day, let's pray. Will you allow me to pray? And I prayed with her right there in her workplace. And within hours, her son was found exactly as we prayed. He had taken her car and driven all the way to Georgia. And exactly how we prayed, it happened. And she called me up on the phone and she said, Pastor Maria, she'd never been to church. This is an unsaved woman. She said, it happened just like you said. And she was so convinced that at that moment, I shared the entire gospel with her. That was the first time she had ever heard the gospel. She gave her heart to Jesus Christ. She started coming to church, and she served here in ministry for many years until she moved to another state. But I want you to see how the demonstration of the power of God opened her heart to the truth of the message. Folks, we need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit so that we can demonstrate the power of the gospel and we can proclaim the truth of the gospel so that hearts and lives would be convicted and brought to Christ. This is our mission in the world. This is not something optional. If we are Christian, then we must be like Christ. And to be like Christ is to participate in his mission in the world, to seek and to save that which was lost. We were not saved to be a spectator on a pew in church every Sunday morning. We were saved to be a part of the army that God is raising up to take his gospel into all the world. Hallelujah. Yeah. To the name of the Lord. Secondly, the baptism in the Holy Spirit gives us power to persevere. Power to persevere. In Acts chapter 4, after the healing of the lame man at the gate beautiful, because, you know, everywhere the disciples went after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they were ministering. And so they were going up to the temple. They met a lame man. They prayed for him. God instantly healed him. And as a result of the thousands that witnessed this healing, they preached the gospel. And over 5,000 came to Christ that day. And that's the men only. If you include the women and children, it probably was 10,000. That's what scholars say. And so as a result of that miracle, the religious leaders, the same ones who had their hand in Jesus' execution, they became upset because now all of these people are coming to faith in Christ. And so they had Peter and John arrested, they beat them, and they threatened them never to speak in the name of Jesus again. But Peter and John refused to be intimidated or silenced. And the Bible said that being full of the Holy Ghost, they said, you answer us. Who is it better to obey, men or to God? But notice what it said, being full of the Holy Ghost. He's the one that gave them the power to stand up in the face of opposition. And so upon their release, they called for a prayer meeting in Acts 4:31. And the scripture says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. You see, I want you to see that they didn't quit. They didn't back down. They didn't give up. They didn't go into hiding. They didn't become silenced by the fear. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, they stood strong and bold in the face of threat and danger. The Holy Spirit empowered them to keep serving Christ with boldness. We see throughout the book of Acts the persecution that early believers endured, but they persevered by the power of the Holy Spirit. When we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, He empowers us to persevere. But what exactly does that mean? There are two primary Greek words translated as perseverance in the New Testament. The first means to hold up under pressure. And the second speaks of unwavering constancy. So persevere means to hold up under pressure and to have unwavering constancy. So the baptism in the Holy Spirit enables us to hold up under pressure. The word in the Greek is hypomone, and it speaks of an energetic resistance to obstacles and opposition and a steadfastness in the face of trial and difficulty. It's the word Paul used in Romans 12:2 when he wrote to the believers to be persevering in tribulation. If you look at a home with concrete block and steel construction, and you compare it to a home that is made of frame and stucco, on the surface, they look very similar. In fact, most people might not be able to tell the difference. But when a hurricane hits, you can tell the difference. I don't know about you, but a CBS house is steel reinforced concrete block, making it much sturdier to stand up under the pressure of the hurricane force winds. Now, from the outside, you can't see the steel rods that are in those concrete blocks. But they reinforce, they make sturdy the structure. I don't know about you, but when those hurricane force winds are bearing down, I don't want to be in a frame and stucco house. I want to be in steel reinforced concrete block. Amen. The power of the Holy Spirit within us is like those steel rods that are invisible to the eye, but they strengthen us. The Holy Spirit reinforces us and enables us to stand up under the pressure. Amen. We may not look much different on the surface from others, but in the face of trial and difficulty, His power enables us to stand strong under the pressure. Just as Peter and John were able to stand up under the pressure of threat and violence. Life is hard, and living for Jesus is even harder, because we have the opposition of Satan and a world that is under the power of Satan, under the power of darkness, as the scripture says. And as a result, we face affliction, we face threats, we face danger every day in this world in many shapes and forms, emotionally, spiritually, physically. We are constantly facing pressure. But the power of the Holy Spirit enables us to stand strong so that as Hebrews 12:1 says, we can run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. In the preceding phrase, he talks about the fact of being weighted down. The pressure of life weights us down. But we need to stand up and run the race God has for us despite the pressure. And it is the Holy Spirit that enables us to stand up under the pressure. The Christian life is also described as a fight. It is a fight. We will face opposition. We will face obstacles. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, we will be able to persevere. We'll be able to stand strong. We'll be able to continue steadfastly through the difficulty. See, when the pressure is on, you can tell the difference with someone who is baptized in the Holy Ghost, walking in the power of the Spirit. Others who are not, they may give up. You may see them quit coming to church. They may come to the pastor and say, I can't teach Sunday school anymore. I can't sing in the choir anymore. I'm going through some stuff. But let me tell you something. When you're walking in the fullness of the power of the Holy Spirit, He enables you to stand strong under the pressure and continue steadfastly through the difficulty. The baptism in the Holy Spirit enables us to serve the Lord with unwavering constancy. Remember, that's the second meaning of the word persevere, unwavering constancy. The Greek word means to adhere firmly to be devoted, to do something continuously or constantly. In Acts 2:46, speaking of the early church, the scripture says they continued or persevered daily with one accord in the temple. They persevered daily. In Acts 10:7, it is used regarding the Roman centurion Cornelius to describe how his servants and soldiers persevered. Or as the King James says, they waited on him continually. They served him continually. That's the meaning of the word persevere. It means that Cornelius' servants were devoted to him. They were devoted to him and they served him with unwavering constancy. They were faithful. They were steadfast. The Spirit empowers us to serve the Lord with unwavering constancy, to be steadfast, to be faithful, no matter what the circumstances may be. The Spirit empowers us to keep on going when we're under fire, when we're in the fight, when we're in the fire, when we see little progress, when we encounter problems, when we experience setbacks. The Holy Spirit enables us to keep on serving God with constancy. Paul described the Christian life well in 2 Corinthians 4:6-9. He says this, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." That all-surpassing power is the supernatural power of God in us. Verse 9, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed." Hallelujah! Yeah. Folks, we are like clay jars. Yeah. Clay jars are fragile and easily broken. You strike it, it's going to break. You drop it, it's going to shatter. But in these clay jars, we have the all-surpassing power of God, the power of His Holy Spirit in us. And when you're full of the Holy Spirit, He gives you staying power. Hallelujah! So that no matter how many times life knocks you down, no matter how many times the devil tries to hold you back, you get back up again and you keep fighting and you keep running the faith, the race, and you keep serving the Lord. Hallelujah. And you say, "Devil, you're not going to win. Devil, you're not going to win." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Some of us, we need power to persevere, power to remain constant. Hallelujah. We all need that. The baptism in the Holy Spirit gives us power to prevail, power to prevail, to win, to overcome. Hallelujah. He gives us power to prevail over the flesh. In Romans 8:13, Paul says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live." If by the Spirit you put to death the flesh, you will live. The flesh represents our sinful nature. It represents our inability to serve God, as Paul says in verse 8 of that chapter. Our flesh is weak. We fail. We falter. But the power of the Holy Spirit enables us to overcome the weakness of the flesh. Before Pentecost, the followers of Christ were fearful. They were hiding. And even the night of Jesus' arrest, they all fled. They left him flat. But after Pentecost, they stood boldly and proclaimed the message of Christ in the face of the same crowds who had called for Jesus to be crucified. Before Pentecost, Peter had denied Jesus the night of Jesus' arrest. But after Pentecost, Peter stood before a crowd of thousands and proclaim that this same Jesus whom you crucified, him God has exalted to the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. The power of the Holy Spirit enables us to prevail over the flesh, to prevail over our weakness, to prevail over our shortcomings, that we might live a life that is pleasing to God, so that our lives can be a witness to the world that he is living inside of us. The baptism of the Holy Spirit gives us power to prevail over the devil. In Ephesians 1:19-21, Paul says, as he's praying for believers, he says, I pray that you might know, or that the eyes of your understanding might be open, that you might know the incomparable greatness of his power that is working in us who believe. The power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is invoked, not only in this present age, but also in the one to come. Now I want you to know some of those same titles, rulers, authority, power, dominion, are some of the same titles Paul uses in Ephesians 6 when he says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual powers and authorities and rulers of darkness. What he's saying is we are in a spiritual battle. These powers, these authorities, these rulers are demonic forces. They represent the devil and his armies, hallelujah, that come against us, hallelujah. But Paul attributes the Holy Spirit with the power that raised Jesus from the dead in Romans 8:11. He says it's the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And here he says that same power, the exceeding greatness of that same power, is working in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know if you know this, but the devil threw everything he had at Jesus to kill him and stop him from his mission. The devil thought he was accomplishing his purpose when Jesus hung upon that cross. Hallelujah. But the Spirit raised Jesus back from the dead and defeated the enemy. Hallelujah. And that same power is working in us. Paul says the power of the Holy Spirit has exalted Jesus. The same power that raised him up has exalted him to a throne above all rule, authority, power, and dominion, whether natural or supernatural. And God has put all things underneath his feet. That means to be under his authority, to be under his control. Hallelujah. And Paul says in Romans 16, and that God will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. He's already under Jesus' feet. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, he's going to crush him underneath our feet. Hallelujah. He gives us the power to prevail. Because Jesus has prevailed above all thrones and powers, earthly and demonic, we, his church, will prevail by the power of the same Spirit that raised him up. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. We live this Christian life, and we do the work of the Lord under constant attack, oppression, and opposition by the devil and his army of demons. But when we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, we prevail. We win. We overcome. We are victorious. We are more than conquerors over everything that the enemy throws at us to try to separate us from God's love. We overcome. Hallelujah. As the worship team comes back,
we will win.
The early believers faced a lot of persecution, imprisonment, hostility, and opposition. They faced a lot of stuff, more than what any of us have probably faced. But they didn't quit. They didn't back down. They didn't give up. They didn't go into hiding. By the power of the Holy Spirit, they stood strong in the face of threat and in the face of danger. The Holy Spirit empowered them to keep serving Christ with boldness and constancy. God doesn't want us to be struggling to live the Christian life. Because when we're struggling, we barely have enough energy to get through ourselves, much less minister to anybody else.
My God.
Instead of struggling to live the Christian life in our own strength, we need to be full of the Holy Ghost every single day so that He can give us supernatural power to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ in power and demonstration of the Spirit, to be able to persevere in hardship, difficulty, and persecution, and to be able to prevail over the flesh and over the devil. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. If we've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost, we need to be seeking to be filled, because we need the power of the Holy Spirit. And if we're already baptized in the Holy Ghost, we need to be seeking every single day to be full of the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So that we can proclaim the gospel in power and demonstration, so that we can persevere under the pressure, so that we can remain constant in serving God, and so that we can prevail over the flesh and the devil. We need to come to this altar and thirst. Jesus said, anyone who comes to me and thirsts, let him drink. And he was speaking of the Holy Spirit. We need to ask in faith, Lord, fill me. Fill me, Lord. And then we just need to begin to worship Jesus and love him right out loud. Because the Spirit is poured out when Jesus is glorified. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing or saying or whatever's going on. Just worry about you and Jesus. And say, God, fill me up.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and as He comes upon you and you sense His presence, step out in faith. Allow yourself to voice the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Act in faith, and you will see the supernatural power of God begin to flow through you. Would you bow your heads with me? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the truth of your word this morning. We thank you for the promise of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the provision of supernatural power to enable us to live the Christian life and do what only you can do, Lord God, through us. Lord, we pray that you would stir each and every one of our hearts in this place today to desire, Lord God, to be full to overflowing of your Holy Spirit, so that rivers of living water would be flowing out from us, Lord God. Father, you don't want us struggling in this Christian life. You don't want us barely making it spiritually. You want us living an overcoming and victorious life, an empowered life, so that you can be glorified in and through us. Give us a hunger and a thirst to be full of your Spirit. And Father, if there's anyone here that needs to know Jesus or to come back to Jesus, we pray right now the dealing of your Holy Spirit in their hearts and lives to make Christ real to them. That your grace would draw them unto yourself, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would convict them of their sin and their need for you, and that you would be revealed in their lives here today. In Jesus' precious name we pray.